When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
We got a message from Julia in quotes.
Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, I've been dating the best guy for the last several months, and everything about this relationship feels different.
Mm-hmm.
We just click on every level. We have so much in common, similar goals in life. Like, I feel like he is the one.
That's always a good feeling to have.
There's only one tiny little potential snag that I can see that might ruin everything. I have cheated on the last three serious boyfriends I had.
Okay.
Not proud of it. I think I just fully didn't understand what I was looking for until I met my current boyfriend. I know I will never consider cheating on him or ever again.
Mm-hmm.
I carry a lot of internal shame about that with me. Even though I've kind of cleaned the slate in my mind, I'm worried he may find out about my less than honorable past because he shares a few friends with an ex of mine.
Oh.
So do you think I should be honest with him about my mistakes so he hears it from me, but then risk creating doubt and insecurity with us? Or should I just keep it to myself, pray nobody tells him, and not rock the boat?
Wow.
And I really want to hear from guys. Would you want to know, or does it matter?
Oh, man, that is an interesting question.
Yeah.
Because I would like to think that me, as a well-adjusted male, could see what I have in front of me, see beyond anything in the past, look to the future and say, yes, you know what? Doesn't matter. You're who I'm with.
Yep. Everybody makes mistakes. You learn from them and you grow as a person.
Yep. And let's, thank you for telling me. Let's ride off into the sunset. But again, I think that comes with me being married for as long as I have been and not having to have been in that situation for so many years. And I think, all right, well, what if that would have happened, you know, back in my early 20s or something?
Well, and then how far into the relationship do you reveal something like that? Because I feel like if it's too early before he's really developed significant feelings, it would be easier for him to cut and run if he's like, yeah, I don't want to run the risk of her.
Well, that's
not sticking with that.
Well, that's my point. Like, if she says it and lays it on me within the first 3 months, depending on where part of me thinks I might be scared that that's going to happen to me. And yes, that might be a cause for doubt.
Yeah, oh, I don't know. What is the appropriate time when you start dating someone new to drop a bomb like that? You're like, do you wait until you're kind of on solid ground before you admit something like that? Or is this, you know, within the first couple of dates when you're sharing about yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I knew, like, when I first started dating my wife, I knew of her ex-boyfriends. And you know, I honestly, like, it that there was some jealousy in there, like a little bit of jealousy in there that, like, oh, you know, you had different connections with different guys in the past, mm-hmm. that some you still like hold, like you have good feelings about, you know, and right. that would breed a little bit of, you know, jealousy on my part because
and she's several months in now and she's already like having deep, deep feelings, like thinks that this is the guy she's riding off into the sunset with.
But, I would rather hear it from her than hear it from one of my guy friends who's like,
yeah,
who's like,
I think so
that,
too.
That's your girlfriend? You know, she cheated with, you know, several other guys. You know, this,
yeah.
like that sort of stuff, that locker room talk is not, I'm not about, like, hearing that from, you know, my guy friend. So,
right.
Okay. So you've been in this situation. Call us and tell us how you got over it. All right. Or, you know, specifically, like maybe this was your partner who had cheated on their boyfriend or girlfriend in the past and laid it on you. How did you react? What, you know, maybe that can help Julia in her situation feel more comfortable with how she moves forward with this.
Yeah, and are you one of the people that say, you know, once a cheater, always a cheater, and believe yeah. that Julia can't stick with this new yeah. philosophy of I'm not doing that again?
I know. Part of me thinks that, too. So, all right, 502-571-9970. This is so Julia's in a great relationship now. She's been seeing him for the past several months, but she wants to know how clean she should be about her past. You see, she had cheated on the past three serious boyfriends she's had and is ashamed to reveal that to her new guy.
Yeah, but the problem is she's worried he might find out because he shares some friends with an ex of hers.
Yeah.
So then, you know, what if just trying to ward off, if he were to hear it, is it better for him to hear it from her or through the grapevine? Now, a lot of people are saying, Jessica says you're not obligated to tell him. Just be prepared for it or if and when it does come up.
Mm-hmm.
Donna says, statistically speaking, most people have cheated in at least one relationship. Really? So he possibly has too. Why open a can of worms? It will not help your relationship personally. I'd keep it to myself. Now, she did ask for guys to chime in on whether or not they would want to know. And Eric said, I would not want to know.
Right.
Do not tell him. The past is the past. Grow from our mistakes.
Tommy says, I agree with Ben, but then there's that constant worry. What if she does that to me?
Yeah.
What did I say again?
Because you were saying that if she does tell him that, yeah. you know, that might create a little doubt right. that, you know, well, can she really, truly not do that again? Like she says, she's not going to.
Now, Bethany asked her husband and she asked him if he had found out that she had cheated on her last three boyfriends, if he would have gotten with me. And he said he wouldn't have trusted me and that, yes, people make mistakes, but not three times.
Ooh, that's a really good point. Okay. Fool me once. Right?
George, a.k.a. Big Dog, says, only answer the questions you're asked. I'm a firm believer in what happened before is behind you. So if he doesn't ask, then he's not worried about it.
Now, Ginger is saying, parts of a lasting relationship are knowledge, acceptance of your partner's flaws, and open communication. In my opinion, it's important to let him know that you learned a lot from your mistakes made in your last relationships. And if he asks about specifics, tell him, but make sure to keep the point of the conversation on what you learned and how you never want to repeat those types of actions or mistakes again. Tell him how much you value him as a life partner and ask him to share things he learned from his past as well.
Okay, so this is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that you don't volunteer that information. Yes, there may be, you do run the risk of him hearing it from guy friends and stuff right. like that, or, you know, from other people. And then you address it. I mean, don't lie to him about it.
No, but then maybe you take that angle.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I definitely think now, you know what, just keep that close to the vest. And if you have, as you say, gotten past it, clean the slate in your own mind, then I think you're in a good spot. And
yeah. And if he does, you know, confront you about it, then you take the angle with the conversation of mm-hmm. what you learned from the past and that you vowed yourself you were never, ever, ever going to do that again. And you were ashamed of it and all the things.
Yeah, because, you know, as I've said before, you know, I think a successful relationship, you're 99.7% honest. And so, and maybe you're not honest by, you know, omission here. And that's, you know, you're omitting everything from your past, but, you know, does he need to know all that stuff? Is it helping or hurting your current relationship? And if you want to build more of that foundation, that trusting foundation, I think then you just need to keep this to yourself.
Yeah. And just, you know, fully commit that you're a new person now and you're approaching relationships way differently than you did in the past. And yeah, move forward. I don't know. I've never. This is a tough one because you don't necessarily, it's a gray area of, is she lying if she doesn't talk about it? But because there's the whole lying by omission, but not necessarily telling the truth by omission. Mm. So that's tough. I think it all comes down to, okay, can she, in her deep down conscience, move forward not telling him? And just, you know, kind of sweating a little bit about whether he's ever going to find out. Fine. And ask.
Yeah, I mean, I think Yeah. And we can kind of go on and on about this. I do think that you continue to build that trusting foundation with this new guy. And just approach it when you need to.
Okay. So don't volunteer it.
Yep.
But be prepared with your answer if he asks you.
Yep. Yep. For sure. All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted.